Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the In Spirit Flow podcast, where we deep dive into the daily topics that business owners and entrepreneurs need to create passion, ease, and flow into their work so that they can carry out their God-given purpose and live a life they truly love. I'm your host, Bree, the founder of In Spirit Flow Consulting for Small Businesses. I'm an entrepreneur, a marketer, and a purpose-driven professional motivator. I absolutely love helping others design their dream life and actualize the gifts that they were born to share with the world. Here is where we discuss all things business, self-development, mindset, strategy, spirituality, health, leadership, awareness, and so much more. Thanks so much for being here with me today. Today, we are going to be talking about how to become a leader who breaks the cycle, who's truly living a life by leadership instead of being stuck in the day-to-day operations. So I know that many business owners feel that they are on a hamster wheel, chasing their tail. They do the same activities every single month, trying to create more sales, more revenue, but they're not really making any big dent in changing anything. More than likely, things are just staying the same. And they might feel like they're constantly putting out problems. So it's just fire after fire. And what you have to realize is, if you label yourself as the problem solver in your business, you're likely only going to get more problems to solve. So what we really want to do is construct this leadership ideal position for you where you're more of the visionary and the example, but not the example leading by doing, more of the example leading by being the visionary. So I want you to think about the activities that you do day in and day out in your business. Are those activities something that you look forward to? Do they energize you or do they drain you? Do you dread doing them, but you feel that they have to be done? Do you feel that if you don't do these certain things every single day, your money might drop down? So you're doing them out of a fear state that this is what we have to do. This is what we've always done. It's been working well for us, so we're going to keep doing it. Or maybe even worse, you can find yourself feeling how I've been feeling a little bit lately in my small business, like I actually just created another job for myself to work. That is a terrible feeling. You started this with a vision, a big dream. You went out on a limb. You are the glue holding it all together. But day in and day out, you feel like you just are working another job that may pay less, and it sucks so much of your energy out of you throughout the day because you care so much about it. It's truly yours. Which reminds me of another thing you should know about your employees. It is estimated that employees have a capacity to only care about your business and the results you get about 70% of what you care. And that's at the max. So if you think about that, what are we doing to incentivize them to stay on the mission that we're on? How do we lead by example with the vision instead of the tasks that need to be done? You really want to be less of a boss telling people what to do and instead leading by example of how we're doing it and why we're doing it. And of course, incentives are good. You don't want to be incentivizing just by a high rate of pay alone because they will start to adapt to that and get used to that and potentially abuse that. They won't quite understand that their work actually gives them a return when they do well. It's not performance driven. So that's just an important tidbit to realize when it comes to understanding your team. Now, I had a moment of clarity recently. I am the leader of my business. I am not meant to be the operator day in and day out. I am meant to be the one who can see where this ship is heading. I am looking out for potential icebergs, but more importantly, I'm looking far in advance. I'm not just looking at what's on my plate for the day and handling that. okay? Because more than likely, you're going to get things thrown at you throughout the day. And if you didn't come into the day with a plan of attack that doesn't rely on you solving every problem and doing everything, how are you ever going to have time to visualize and strategize where this business is headed? So I had this moment of clarity. I am the visionary for this business. I designed this business to give me more freedom, to give me more purpose, and to be a leader. But I realized my day in and day out operations are not really reflecting that. I'm staying busy with my head down, completing tasks that I have told myself lead to success, but in reality, they're not really producing a ton of results to warrant the time and energy they're taking from me. Think about that. How many things are you doing each day that are sucking your energy, sucking your time, and they're not really producing any results? So it's really important that you dig deep and think about what are the most profit-producing activities that you can do. One second. I want you thinking of all the things you could be spending your mind and time on, which of those things are going to produce more money for your business, increase sales? Okay, so I really want you thinking about what are the day-to-day activities I'm doing in my business and which of those, if any, actually produce more revenue for the business, create more sales. Which of those most impacts the bottom line of the business? If you don't have a clear answer on that, then we should talk. Because more than likely, you're doing a bunch of tasks on your to-do list that do not equivalent to money. And you might say, well, Brie, these things need to be done in our business. That's true, but maybe they shouldn't be done by you. Maybe it's time to consider delegating, outsourcing some of these tasks, or finding another way, because your valuable energy, time, and brain power, most importantly, should be spent on leading the business, getting more sales if that is your role, unless you have a designated salesperson to do that, in which case your job is to make sure that they are successful at that. In the past, I was working for myself, but I actually had a smaller dream. It wasn't to grow the business. It was really just managing the day-to-day operations for myself. I was having more fun and working less. Now, I don't say that to encourage that because I had a dream to grow. I had a dream to try something new that was going to involve taking risks and bringing other people into my team. And I'm super glad that I've done that. But in this process, I've learned I need to be better with training so that I am less of the day-to-day manager and operator of tasks. If I am not enjoying all of these marketing tasks that I'm doing, I need to either make them much more simple so that they're not sucking my energy every day out of me, or I need to delegate them to somebody who can do them for me and I can pay a reasonable wage to do so. I also realized I wasn't so attached to the outcome and I was getting better results. Your mindset on your business affects everything. If you are in a fear-based mindset, it is likely that you are going to constantly be feeling threatened. You're going to hang on to your money rather than reinvesting it. It affects everything that you do. So you really need to have a mindset that there's abundance to go around, that your team is great and they want to do great things for you, but maybe they need to be led and shown a little bit more clearly how to do that. And if you get shown by example over and over again that that's not happening, then it's time to have the more difficult conversation to let go of some people and replace them. You want to make room for somebody who's excited for that opportunity because they are out there. If you're telling yourself that nobody wants to work and there's no quality people out there, we need to work on that mindset because they are out there, and if you treat them right, they are going to appreciate the opportunity to work for you. So, I realized you can't force your way into success in your business. Just because you do the things every day, you're checking off your to-do list, if the mentality is coming from a place of struggle and exhaustion and you're battling through it, it's probably not going to produce you any results. So you might as well not even do it. You're better off getting your mind right, getting in that place where you're excited to do it. And if you can't get there, you got to delegate. Aside from that, today is Sunday. This segues into my next point. Sunday is first a spiritual day for me, and I believe it should be for everyone to focus on the real big picture, which is bigger than me, it's bigger than you, it's bigger than your business. This is why are we here? What is God's plan for our lives? And when we step out of our little world, step out of these blinders once a week at least, turn off the noise of the world, turn off the responsibilities that need to be quote unquote done, we're going to get some clarity. We may even realize we've been going in the wrong direction. But it's important to connect with God more than once a week, but I'd like to devote this whole day to kind of resting, reflecting, spending time with God, getting more clear on the vision of where I'm going. So we're reassessing. And with that, self-care. Self-care every Sunday. So take some time to have fun, to play in a way that is not self-sabotaging you. Don't get mixed up in that. Self-care can look like a lot of different things, but it basically just means you're taking time for yourself to feel better and improve your quality of life. So, for example, going out and partying, binge drinking is not something that's improving your quality of life. So don't get it twisted. Some people look at getting their nails done, hair done as self-maintenance, self-care, and it can be that. But I really believe in focusing the most on your mental health, which should not have so much to do with your image. It's one thing to want to look good and feel good about yourself. I think that's important. But we can't get so caught up in that that we start confusing that with self-care. Today's world needs to hear that, especially these younger generations getting Botox before they even have wrinkles. You guys, focus on your mental health, and that's going to keep you golden and youthful for years to come. So we need to break the cycle. We need to stop doing activities that are not producing results. And I guarantee that you will actually watch the profits increase when you stop doing the stuff that's not working and make room to start doing something that is going to work. What I also realized this week, big time, in glaring obviousness, money comes from building relationships. Sales comes from relationships, quality conversations with people. I have a new mentor that I'm really excited to be working with. She talks on this topic a lot, but it really just hit home for my own business as well. People do business with you when they know, like, and trust you. If they've never met you before and they don't know what you're all about, you can throw as much money into marketing, the word that everybody hates to use. They don't even quite understand what marketing is supposed to be. They think it's paying for ads. Billboards, Google ads, Facebook ads. That's what they think of when they think of marketing, but it's so much more. And at the basis of it, it's building relationships with people so that they know, get to know you, what you're all about, like you. You have to be somewhat likable and relatable to this person, and you have to gain their trust in order to gain their money. So that's why some of these paid advertisements don't really work, because they're not being done right, and we don't have that factor of no like trust. You're not going to get the sale. And in fact, then you can even become annoying to people, which we don't want that. This leads even to the concept of scaling back in order to scale up. We have been so conditioned to think that we have to do more to get more. And in reality, that is not how it works for visionaries, for CEOs, for truly successful business owners. You cannot grow to a point that you want to be at if you are constantly micromanaging, if you are stepping in doing the work yourself, if you don't trust others to do the work. If you don't trust them to do the work, they shouldn't be doing it. But before you haul off and fire them, ask yourself if you have trained them properly on how to do it. And if you have, then it's time to have a difficult conversation, which isn't so difficult after all. It's standing up for your business. And oftentimes, if it's not meant to be and it's not working, it's going to come as a relief to that person anyway. Don't feel bad in doing what's right for your business, and just do it with respect, and you can't go wrong. So we want to make room for greater opportunities and greater visions for our business. If our head is down and we are typing on the keyboard every day, gotta post this, gotta do that, gotta send this email, and that takes our energy all throughout the week, how are you ever going to stop and think about where the business is going, or even your life, for example? We get caught up in going to the grocery store, doing the laundry, cleaning the house. None of these things really give us a better life, but they have to be done either way. It's time to get better organized in these tasks and figure out a plan of how we can actually do more by doing less. So we want to step into this abundant outlook. We want to be thinking ahead, not living in the day-to-day grind. That is not what we started our business to do. That is not a dream life for anybody. We want to be thinking big picture and visualizing what is to come. That means you have to first get out of the day-to-day grind. That means you have to prioritize mental health and self-care and spirituality, most importantly. If you're not in alignment with his plan, you are going to run into roadblock after roadblock. You have to realize in business, you should be constantly evolving. You can't stay the same. If you're not growing, you're dying. That is the saying in business and in life that is so true. But seriously, if you think that you're staying in your comfort lane by doing the same thing over and over again, and you think that that's going to keep working for you, you are in for a rude awakening. More than likely, you are going to stay exactly the same or even start to dip down. So you have to realize, as a business owner, it is so important that you are constantly evolving with what is working in your industry. What more could you learn? Warren Buffett spends most of his time each day reading, taking in information. He doesn't spend it sitting there trading stocks himself. No, he consumes information and then makes decisions based on that. That's his priority, because he is the big picture visionary of his life. And truth be told, we all are of our lives. We've just decided to take a back seat and let life run us. And man, I'm telling you, when you look back on your deathbed at your life and the things that you wish you had done differently, you're going to wish that you had taken the initiative to live a little. That means have fun. That means take risks that may sometimes lead in big rewards and sometimes lead to big fat failures. You become successful by failing over and over and over and over again. So you can't stay the same just because it's easy. You are going to start slowly dying. And even worse, if some big curveball comes to your industry, you're going to be the last to know And you're going to be the last to make money from it because you weren't paying attention. So all of this comes down to stop reacting. Start preparing. Put yourself in the role of what you are best at. Put your team in the role of what they are best at. It takes courage to acknowledge when things need changing. But that's going to happen often. Business is constantly evolving. Life is constantly evolving. You are constantly evolving. So today, I want you to take a little bit of time to brainstorm. And I need you to do this often, to be honest. Once a week at a minimum. Brainstorm what your goals are for the next month. The things that you're going to implement or try something new in your business. What are these goals and what are these habits and things that we know we should be doing but we haven't been doing that we're going to commit to starting? And realize you're not going to go from 0 to 100. Okay, you need to pick a few things and give it a deadline. And every single month you're going to start to evolve with these goals. If you don't get it done, you put it on the next month. But you got to keep going. You got to keep evolving. You have to start thinking ahead, making a plan to better your life, better your business, to protect the longevity of it. The truth is, we don't know how long we have on this planet. It could all end tomorrow. Are you going to go out saying that you played it safe, you stayed comfortable, you didn't really try to ever reach out to anyone new to change their life, to change their experience with you, interacting? We are not meant to stay the same. Anyone who might be watching this from my past would probably hardly recognize me other than my physical self. I am going to keep on evolving. I'm going to keep on changing. I'm going to commit to bettering myself. And I really encourage you to have the courage to do that too. Thanks so much for being with me here today. I hope this was helpful. Please make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. Give us a follow over on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram on InSpirit Flow. And definitely leave a comment, a review. Let us know what you're thinking. We want to interact with you. And if you have a small business, let me know what you're struggling with. Let's talk about it. Let's bring in some other people as well. Share this with your friends. All right. Thank you so much, you guys. Hope you have an awesome rest of your weekend.